leery of the sheepdog. He wanders around and checks the perimeter every night and barks at the moon. He would never turn his teeth on the flock, but he yearns for a righteous battle. And when the wolf comes around, nothing else will do, and the entire flock is sitting there trying to hide behind one lonely sheepdog as he faces down the wolves. We're talking about a creature who is capable of confronting and dealing with combat and sustaining themselves across the long haul. The goal becomes to be a sheepdog, to be a warrior, to be the one that is ready to respond to the threats when the time arises.
Welcome to Blue Justice. I'm your host, David. And as always, Blue Justice is brought to you by Lesma on Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to cover current events as pertaining to us, what's going on, in a weekly recap. We were off 2 days, and I don't apologize. It's actually a lot of work and a lot going on behind the scenes. So we didn't really have a choice. But to take those 2 days off. So listen, you get a break from us. Good for you. That being said, let's go over what's going on. We have Miami-Dade. Anyone who's not up to date, you must be living in a shoebox. But in Miami County, Miami-Dade, Florida, we have a Mrs. Castillo. And she is... She finds herself in the unique position to be driving on a Florida roadway and observe a law enforcement vehicle enter said roadway. And as she describes on her dash cam, problem number one, she has a dash cam in a private car. But as she describes on the audio of her dash cam, doing 100 miles an hour, and she knows this because she was doing 80 and was unable to catch him. Well, first things first. If he was doing 82 miles an hour, and she was doing 80 miles an hour, and he was already ahead of her by multiple car lengths, she would not be able to catch up to him. I mean, just using simple rules pertaining to, I don't know, things like physics and common sense, he's moving faster. He will gain ground. He will stay ahead of her. However, important to note, when watching her video, he's being paced by traffic. I just want to point that out. He is being paced by vehicles on screen. It's being paced by them. Now, nowhere on her dash cam does it show a connection to her computer, which will let us know when she's braking, when what speed she's doing, and time and date. It's probably just a GoPro type of camera or some cheap camera you can get for like $75 or less on Amazon. Probably burns the video onto an SD card right there on the dashboard. Although the quality is pretty decent, you can see that this officer is traveling at the same rate of speed as vehicles on the highway. And you know, I know as a cop, and I know even from being before I was a cop, you don't, and even now, I would never, police car gets in and I'm doing 60 on the highway, or 55 on the highway, or 50 on the highway, whatever the speed limit is for wherever I am. If there's a cop car in front of me, and the cop car is over that speed limit, it is what it is. I'm not going to go, well, if he's speeding, I'm speeding. That's just common sense. At the same time, if he's doing 40 and the speed limit's 55, I'm going to pass him at 55, because he's going under the speed limit. I'm doing the speed limit. Just a few points to point out. Yes, we did go to the Facebook page. You know, she was nice enough to have it out there and make herself popular. And in her public profile pictures on her page are loads of pictures of her consuming alcohol, beer, Bud Light to be exact, out of cans, 12-ounce, may I add, while operating a vessel on waterways in Florida, which, I mean, outside of local laws, is also a violation of federal law. So, you know, we did what we did right, and we took those photos, as well as photos of her underage child back in 2008. They were older photos, driving on public roadways in Florida after dark without a seatbelt on, and put those pictures out to the local union, the Miami FOP, whose president is a member in the organization. And we did what was right and gave him the ammo to fight back. But what was also awesome was, believe it or not, one of the local news affiliates did some research into her and found out her driving record is horrible. And she was recently stopped two weeks ago for reckless driving. And that's currently being investigated by Florida State Police, Florida Highway Patrol, which is awesome. She's an asshole. She wanted her 5 minutes of fame. She got her 5 minutes of fame. Enjoy it, bitch. Enjoy it. I just want to throw out there, in case she ever hears this, it's all compliments to Lesma. Enjoy. It's the bitter taste of your victory, which will not in any way, shape, or form substitute for the royal ass pain you're going to get from what we do best. You wanted to be popular and famous. Enjoy everything you got coming. That being said, what's really interesting is this woman is actually an occupational health and safety officer for a very large construction company, but yet she does not believe in safety issues. But I also found it funny. I found it so funny, actually, I had to make proper notifications in regards. But there's very strict timelines and limits on yanking certain, let's just say, certain wildlife from the waters of Florida. Not to get too much into it, but people really have to be smart about what they put on Facebook. And pictures they put on Facebook and comments they make, and questions their friends ask that they ask on their public page, as how that might be evidence in regards to people poaching of certain wildlife from the waters of Florida out of season when you can't. And it's highly expensive to do so. Now these are things that may and most likely will not obviously affect her because they've happened in the past and statute of limitations and evidence is only whatever, and are they really going to fight whether or not that was taken at the time that the date is or was the date off? No. But it does put you in direct line of sight of certain agencies that investigate this. And does make them aware of your existence and exactly how much of an asshole you are. And therefore, that makes you subject to scrutiny by these individuals. And that is certainly not something most people would want. Most sane people would want. There are those that don't care, and I think that's what we are here. So that was a pretty big issue. Local news just did a report on that. It was in the local paper as well, and it's great. But let's go forward from there. The issue is now plain and simple. A call that came into us last night. From a group of officers over the weekend who, in their travels from a funeral had stopped off at a burger shop in Hicksville, Long Island, a Smash Burger. It's a large chain. And upon entering the location, an employee, which I'll make very clear, male black with dreadlocks, okay, it was not several employees, it was not all employees, it was not most employees, it was one employee, had made reference to them being officers and not shooting them while throwing his hands up in the air. Now, this was brought to our attention. Apparently, it's been out there for a day or two, and apparently individuals have reached out to the franchise owner and have gotten nothing in return. We engaged it last night as a group. I put it up in the room and engaged it as a group and reached out to corporate last night at about 1 o'clock in the morning and received a phone call at about 8:30 this morning, 8:25 to be exact, Eastern Standard Time. Now, remember, the corporate office is in Colorado and was, in fact, informed. They're on receipt of my communication and are quickly advancing on correcting the situation. They are moving forward and working and will be moving forward and working with us in creating a new policy that will be released to both their store-owned or corporate-owned and franchise-owned stores, correcting this matter, as we've done with other corporations such as Whataburger, and really rectifying this. Just like we did with Arby's, we're doing here. Just like we did with Whataburger, we're going to do here. And it's just another foothold that we've made in taking this step. I, of course, will not go too much into the details as per the conversation that occurred between myself and the CEO. I will also not go into much at this point into conversation that took place only a few moments ago between myself and the operation, the corporate operations coordinator. But upon resolution, as always, we'll make a full disclosure to everyone so you know as well as they will. But we really are working on this. And the reality is we can no longer sit idly by and knock this all off as being just basic, simple stupidity on the part of an employee. It's too frequent. It's too much. Everyone's quick to jump in and there was a couple of comments. I got one knucklehead jackass, Johnny T. Ren on Facebook, who's going, well, maybe he's not a member of the group. He's just some schlep off of the corporate page from fucking Texas or something. Maybe he's had a bad run-in with cops. Listen, I come from a time in which I was raised and had instilled in me the fact that we all, as individuals, choose our destiny. Plain and simple, hands down, no questions asked. You choose your destiny. From the moment you're born to the moment you die, you're in control of every fucking second. We all have our moments of stupidity, but you're in control of your destiny. You craft your destiny yourself. That being said, everybody is entitled to their own opinion, but also to have their own opinion of themselves crafted by others. The actions of one or a few are not that of them all. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Not all cops are bad. Not all protesters are bad. Not all teachers are bad. Not all doctors are bad. I think that applies pretty much all the way across the board with the exception of attorneys and car salesmen. No, I kid.
Did you? Did you say not all teachers are bad?
Not all teachers are bad. Teachers. starts with a T. Peaches are not bad either, by the way.
You should listen. it sounded like you said not all peaches are bad.
Well, they're not. They're not. Except the soft brown ones. They're no good. But
peach
I did
lives
say
matter.
Peaches. I did. Peaches lives matter. Pick them when they're ripe. I
hey,
said
I'm
peaches.
Okay. I'm unmuted because I wanted to bring something up. Also, we have a strategy.
My blood pressure?
That's not a bad idea either. So I got a message. We do have strategies, and I know we've covered this a million times, but I just got a message from a member of the group that contacted corporate that had gotten a hold of corporate at Mashburger and said that we should all be contacting corporate. So there's
well,
a reason
you,
it looks sloppy.
If that just came in, please direct them to sit down in the little chair in the corner of the room and listen. Let me address that real quick as I do best because some cursing might be needed. And don't mute your mic. Chime in anytime. But, people, we got this. I was – before anyone mentioned corporate, we were in touch with corporate. Before anyone mentioned whatever, we do it. But here's the deal. Just so you know, it's not your job. You have a job. Everyone has a job. Everyone has a place. Your job is to do exactly what we say, nothing more. That's it. And the reason being is it's simple. I'm going to tell you, working from how this works. We want you, first step, there's multiple steps. First step is everything you do, any contact you make with them, we want you to identify yourself with Lesma. That's because we want them to know it's a group. As I said before, 100 people dropping I hate you letters or screw you for doing this letters means one thing. But 100 people doing it and saying Lesma does another thing. It draws them to say, what the fuck is this Lesma? Then they look up the Lesma and they find out how big Lesma is. Then they look into Lesma and they see what we do. They send people into the group. They get people to join. They do their research online. They log into Facebook and Twitter and everything else. And they see what we do. They see what we're involved with. They see who we're involved with. It makes a difference. Then they turn around and say, we don't really need this. If there's 17,000 in the group, the reality is everyone has family and friends. That 17,000 quickly becomes larger. When you incorporate our affiliate numbers, groups we work with, groups we do business with, groups we actually represent or work for or work with, you're talking over 300,000, which means you can easily, as a corporation, look at that as double what it is. Now, as a burger joint, that is, do you really want to piss off 600,000 people? Or do you want to work and resolve this by maybe disciplining, firing one person, or issuing a memo to all stores that takes a matter of 35 minutes of your time in actual typing, maybe a couple hours in the research and the legal review, but 35 minutes worth of your time in typing it and make it go away? Of course you want to work it. So that's why you want to hit Lesma. But here's the problem. When you're flooding their emails with complaints and doing it like I had asked and as the corporation asks, because, again, we're not a Facebook page. We're a corporation. When you do it that way and you're tagging Lesma in everything, you're now going to start getting Lesma or anything tagged with Lesma as spam mail. No one is going to see it, and it's going to be removed into the spam folder. And
hopefully,
in a month or two, someone checks it.
It looks like we're disorganized because our president is contacting corporate, but then we've got 500 members contacting corporate too, and they're looking at it going, this group doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Well, that is true. That is true. And again, I think it's also a big part of people thinking we're not a Facebook group. You have to get that out of your head. Although you're on Facebook, we're a corporation. Please check the website, www.lesma.org. There is an office number. There are attorneys on staff. There are retainers for accountants that are paid for on a monthly basis. Understand, it's legit. It is 100%. It is searchable as licensed corporation in the state of New York. I mean, it is 100%. That being said, your actions, as notable as they are and as appreciative as they are more damaging than anything else. Sit down and listen, like anything else. We don't need you acting on your own, because then you're actually doing worse for us. You're making it harder for us. Sit down and shut up. That's all you have to do. It's simple. We got it from here, and we're going to tell you what it is. Once we get involved, that's how we do it. We get involved. Now, if you want to shoot out an email on your own, by all means, feel free. Don't have to mention LESMA. I ask you that you don't mention LESMA. By all means, feel free. If you're going to come into our group and comment to us how we should do it, you're obviously newer to the group. We've gone after Amazon and won and got them to remove all the fuck the police thing, which was great because we got it all removed, and then 24 hours later, all these police unions started writing letters, we're going to get it done, and then we got to all see them quietly just take the stuff off their web pages, because everything they got back from Amazon was, we removed it with this group. You're late. Got it. So that's what happens. Same with Whataburger. And we took a lot of heat on that, and we even had members in the group saying, oh, why are you going after them? And then, because they like the burgers. I mean, apparently they're great burgers. They don't have any in New York, though. But, you know, the reality is we were able to get them to craft a policy, a corporate policy nationally stating that refusal of service on individuals based on their occupation will suffer the same fate as anyone else refusing service based on someone's sexual orientation, race, ethnicity, creed, or beliefs in any way, shape, or form. You will be immediately fired, not disciplined, not reprimanded, but fired. It is discrimination. That is a huge win, because that's a change in public policy for the corporation that protects our officers, hands down. And what's even better is that's better protection from the corporation than you're getting from your own government. Because if you try to file a civil rights complaint based on the fact that you were, you know, denied services or denied anything based on the fact that you were a cop, they're going to laugh at you. Plain and simple. We crafted that. Not a union, not anyone else. Your very own LESMA crafted that. In conversations with their executive board and our executive board over hours of teleconference, got that drafted. That was great. They even put out and issued a statement stating not only were their corrections made with staff and retraining is going to be ordered for everyone in the corporation, but that in working with outside groups, this statement's being done. This step is being done. This initiative is being started. This policy will be enforced. And that's what it is, and that's how we do it. So there is a method to the madness. And as much as you think you got it all figured out, and in no way, shape, or form mean to be rude about this, we do have it figured out because we have a repetition of wins. Whether it be from the Rio Casino and Resort and Caesars Entertainment, or all the way to Amazon, or all the way to Whataburger, or Arby's, we got
FJC.
Yes, FGC. We also got, you know, and you got to remember, again, we're not jumping on the bandwagon. We make sure that shit is legit. We don't jump on things that are bad. You know, we look into them and we work with them. There you go. That's what we do. So we're doing it. If stories change, we tell you. If it looks legit and goes bad, we're the first ones to step out and say, all right, yeah, no, it's bad. Let's counter. Let's whatever. Let's let it die down. Let's leave it alone. But at the same time, too, when the situation is corrected, we're the first to tell you, listen, situation is corrected. We need to do the right thing. That's what you do. That's exactly what you do. Your strength is not in how big you are and how fast or how far you can knock someone down. The strength of an organization and a movement is based on the fact of how far you can reach when you bend over to pick them back up and build them back up and establish that relationship. That's where your strength is. That's where your importance is. And if you can't, as an organization, do that, you failed. You failed. You're a one-trick pony. And that's what it is. You see it time and time again. You look at it no different than Al Sharpton, hustling and bustling and always looking to make a move and threatening corporations, right? That's how he got his MSNBC or CNN spot, whatever the fuck it was, and he got his little XM radio spot because he threatens them with boycotts and I'm going to get everyone against you and all the black people are going to follow me and then the Spanish people are going to follow them and everyone's going to hate you and you're going to get shut down and you better give me a job. And they give him a job, and then he says, but don't pay me because I owe money in taxes and lawsuits, millions, pay my corporation. And then I'll just get everything through that. So they do that. And then he does his little speech and his little shit, and then it doesn't take long, but over the course of a couple of weeks, couple of months, couple of years, whatever, they realize, wait a second. Why did we do this? He has done nothing for us. Nothing has changed. Nothing at all. He's made nothing better. He's made no improvement. He's brought us nothing but headache and heartache. And then his ass gets dumped or minimized. And that's what it is. So believe me, when I tell you we have it under control, from one way to the other, we have it under control. When I tell you that we're ready to spin on our heels and pivot and move and go the other way if we have to, good, bad, or indifferent, believe me, we are. When we're wrong, we fall on the sword. When we're right, we will raise it in the air. Luckily, it's usually raising it in the air in victory. And it just is what it is. It's not being cocky. It's just a system that works. That being said, by all means, you have an issue. You have an idea you want to, or a way you think this should go. By all means, just hit us up by private message. We'll answer you back. We'll let you know. You can hit up any of the admins. You can go to the website and even go to our website again, www.lesma.org. You can even hit it up on your smartphone and shoot us an email through the contact link there, and it'll shoot an email out to Amanda and I. We each get a copy. We will distribute it to wherever it's got to go at that point. We will take it into consideration. If we need to have a board meeting on it, we will set up a teleconference and do that. But remember, keep it off the page so you don't confuse people, so you don't make shit look second rate, because that's exactly what it is. Okay? Like I said, it's not one guy running a Facebook page. It's an actual corporation. Things are done a certain way for a reason. It's brainstormed, and it's been proven. I think that kind of covers all that, Amanda. I'm not sure. You can chime in if I missed anything. I don't think I did. I'm not sure.
No, but I'm slightly disappointed. I was really expecting your blood pressure to go through the roof and you to start cussing, and it's quite entertaining whenever you start dropping F-bombs, and it didn't happen, so I'm just a little bit disappointed. Just saying.
Yeah.
You handled that professionally.
I think I did pretty well only because I'm used to it. It seems to happen every time something kicks up. There's enough time that there's enough new people that come in and don't grasp it, don't get it. But and chances are they're not even listening to this, so I'm just fucking...
However, it does need to be said again. Anybody who listens, they need to know these things.
Right. And we did it on a video, and then people got butt hurt and said, but I'm special too. And I was like, yeah, I know you're special, but it's not the kind of special I'm looking for. And then they're like, no, really, I want a trophy. And I'm like, I just don't have any to give out. And then, you know, people got hurt, and their feelings were sensitive. And then we had to issue all those butt hurt reports, and it was a mess. And then people's mommies were calling us and wanting to know why little Johnny was crying and couldn't get a trophy, and it was a disaster.
Why little 40-year-old Johnny was crying.
Right, exactly. And I just don't have the patience. It is true that I usually do get bent out of shape, but I think I'm just getting used to this one issue, this one complaint that we've had before.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. You know, listen, like I said, it works.
I just think we do need to remind people every now and then, especially, I mean, we've been adding quite a few members lately. It is good to throw that reminder out there, too.
Let's throw out all the reminders. Yeah. Apparently, here's some other reminders that weren't mentioned. Apparently, I am known as a cocky prick because I insist. Why I'm right, you know, why do it my way? He's a cocky prick.
But let's be honest, too. I was discussing this with a member yesterday about your cockiness, and it's a personality trait that you have to develop in law enforcement, period. You have to have that. You're an alpha personality. That's just what it is. But it works. It works. And the people that don't like it are the ones that are sensitive. I'm a civilian, and I don't have that. I don't get upset about that personality. It's part of bridging that gap. We have to deal with that kind of stuff. We do, and it works. So it's tested and true, or tried and true. You know what you're doing. We can either trust you and trust what you do, or we can move on.
Absolutely. But let me grab this call I got coming in, and I'll speak to you. Take the show for a second.
Okay. Well, then on that, I'm bringing on David S. He is a member. And I sent you a message, David. You're live. I sent you a message asking if you wanted to be live or just listening, and you didn't answer me. So are you on the line?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Amanda. I didn't get that message.
Okay. Well, you're live anyway.
Wait.
Oh, that was really quick. Okay, so we have David Shawless on the line with us, too.
Who's on the line with us?
David, my friend, Cub Scout Dad.
Oh, okay.
David.
I know. Hey, David, how you doing? Yeah, listen, I just want – that was a phone call, actually, just, again, letting me know that I want a cruise, if I keep getting it, if I just give them my mother's maiden name and Social Security number.
Yes.
You know,
so
figure.
That's awesome. Donate that to the corporation. Make sure you give up your mother's maiden name.
I'm going to give up the information, and then next time, just so everyone knows, I'll do it. I'll let them empty out my account. I'll get this alleged free trip, and then we'll auction it off.
Perfect.
We'll do an auction.
Perfect. Maybe it'll reimburse you for you know, giving out your mother's maiden name. Maybe.
Right.
I mean, it's a gamble.
It's
you really...
I have a relative that's in South Africa who apparently has stolen money from a diamond mine, and as long as I give them my bank account information, they'll deposit the funds in my account.
Oh, but no, but you got to pay for that. You got to pay too. Whatever. It's like $300
well,
bucks.
Yeah,
you got to send them a $300 money order, and then they'll put the money
right.
in your account.
Right. And then once I give them $300 bucks, they'll give me $7.6 billion.
Absolutely. Sounds like a winner.
That they could have used on their own, but chose not to and to share with me.
Yeah.
Legit.
I'll tell you what, on this matter with Smashburger, when you're talking about people writing in and whatnot, using the Lesma hashtag and all that other stuff, people have to remember, too, even when you write and you are representing Lesma, there's a way to approach this, you know, diplomatically. You don't have to go in there on their websites or Facebook page, however directed. So you go in there with the idea of being politically correct and use the proper verbiage. I mean, don't go in there acting like you're street trash, and that's exactly how you'll be perceived. You want to go in there with a positive but a stern attitude and get your point across.
On that note, also, do not speak as a LESMA board member or president. You speak as a LESMA member. Don't say, we had
Absolutely.
A lady one
I mean,
time. Well, we had a lady one time that was like, LESMA is sorry, something, something. And It was bad. She commented, she apologized on behalf of Lesma on the Facebook page for something, and it was, and it wasn't even, the apology wasn't even due. But
well,
for her to do it, it was horrible.
The apology for Lesma is David. He is the chief cook and bottle washer when it comes down to this, and he's the only one that if a formal apology has to be made, he's the one that does it. Nobody else, unless he directs somebody to do it.
Right. Absolutely.
You know what? I would agree. What can I say? I mean, and if I have to apologize, I will, and it is what it is. But, yeah, I'm trying to remember who it was. I remember it. And I remember
they're
the
no
incident.
They're no longer a member of the group.
No, they're not, because they threw their ass out. I went off on them, belittled them, and threw them the fuck out.
Yes.
And it was actually with Whataburger that it happened. They
Whataburger said they would work with us, and so she gets on their page and was like, we apologize for all of the comments or something, and it's like, what? And
right. You don't apologize for shit. I'll tell you when it's over, and we'll move forward at that point. No, I agree completely.
Yeah, your blood pressure totally went through the roof that day.
A person
like that. That was big that day. I almost had an aneurysm.
I mean, you got people that are apologizing for the group. All they're doing is more damage. They're making us look like idiots. You know, there's a reason why you have a chain of command. That's like any place else. You know, if you've got an idea, all right, by all means, you can voice your opinion privately. Send your boss a message, which would be you, David, or Amanda. You know, PM them, and if they agree with you, they'll agree with you. If they don't, they will tell you to sit idly by and wait for your next instruction.
Absolutely.
Do as you're told. There's a reason why there's a chain of command. You don't want too many chiefs and not enough Indians, for crying out loud. Let the people who are the powers to be do their job.
Absolutely. I agree completely.
Okay, so, David, right before you hung up to take your cruise phone call, you said we had some more there were a couple of reminders you were going to throw out. Do you remember any of the rest of them?
Not at all. But I have no, I don't. Hold on one second.
It was like group operations. Okay. I'm sure it was like group operations and what to do and what not to do. And I think the big one is just on behalf of Lesma. You're commenting on behalf of yourself as a member of Lesma. That is a big one. Yeah. When we saw the apology one, I really think Kenise almost had an aneurysm. But it was pretty bad. Am I talking to myself? I mean, Shawless, are you on the line?
I'm listening to you. I'm just not interrupting you. You were on a roll there.
Okay. I wasn't on a roll. I'm just, like, filling dead air here. Yeah, I think basically group operations do as we say, and there's a reason for it, and it sounds cocky and it sounds horrible, but like you said, there's a chain of command. There's a reason we do things the way that we do. And we, it's all about the image that we're projecting.
And the more professional the person is when they do make a response on behalf of Lesma, the more professional you are in that response to them, the more eye-catching it is, because they know
absolutely
that they're not some alley dweller. They're actually dealing with an educated individual that knows all the ifs, ands, and whys, and they allow their chief executive officer to take the reins, but they also know that you're following him and that you've got his back.
Right, absolutely. So we are perceived as a group that knows what we're doing, a group that, or a corporation that has specific strategies. We do things the proper way, the proper channels, and the reason that gives you more credibility in the eyes of another corporation that you're dealing with. Yes, we are shredding them with negative comments, negative ratings.
You know, you can damage somebody more with an educated point of view and get your point across, and it will strike harder than if you just came out and started with these F-bombs and everything else, because people will not listen to you.
No, because you seem uneducated. You seem like you're just a thug on the streets, and you're just like, I mean, you know, I'm not going to get on a corporation's Facebook page and talk about lynching somebody, or talking about, or calling for their head on a platter, or, you know, because they're just going to look at it and be like,
you know, and never go in who's making a post that he's been instructed to do in such a way. Don't go in there making demands. Okay, there's a way to go about this, and if you go in, I mean, no corporation out there wants a black eye in the eyes of the public they do business with. Trust.
Okay,
absolutely.
So the demand, okay, the demand aspect of it is where David and I work. We handle that. We actually make the demands or make the suggestions. Yeah, you can have the members actually saying, we demand you do something about it. But if you say, we demand you fire this person, we demand you whatever, 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 unless we instruct you to do that, that you're right, they need to watch that too.
You know, I think what was best, how it was best described by David before, is the best way to do it. It's like a command structure, you know, in the military. Not everyone gets to make every decision. There are certain people that handle certain things. There are certain groups of people that make certain decisions. You're not always going to have a say in it. You're always entitled to your opinion, and you just forward it through the chain of command the right way, and we'll handle it. And the best thing, like I've always said, is if you don't agree with the one particular movement, step, action, cause, whatever you want to call it, that we're calling for, do us a favor and just shut up. Stay quiet and do nothing. We'll handle it later. We'll fix your butt hurt later. You'll tell us I told you so later. We'll tell you I told you so later. Whatever the case may be, but shut up. Because causing dissent among the ranks or on the enemy's front doesn't help. We don't need a Jane Fonda in this war against our cops. That's all it is, plain and simple. Shut the fuck up and stay silent. You can protest.
I want to get back on this. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you could protest your dislike of that one particular cause, movement, or call to action by just simply saying, I will not partake in this one particular action. Plain and simple. We got you. And like I said, if we're wrong, I'll take all the I told you so's. But even at that, if we're wrong on one, we've been right on 15 so far. And they've all been pretty huge. So I'm willing to take that one wrong when it comes. If it comes, I'll take it.
I'll put this out there for listeners. I mean, if you're unsure of what is going on, just sit back and let the powers to be take the reins. You don't want to go in there half-cocked, you know, and ruin it for everybody. We're trying to create a level playing field for our police officers so we don't have all this dissension and community uprising against them. We're trying to mend the wounds and everything else and try and get people to understand, you know, what we're doing, what we're about, why we do what we're doing. You don't want to go in there and destroy all that. The more you keep chiming in with all the derogatory remarks and not listening to the people that run the show here, you're shooting yourself in the foot and you're hurting the organization as a whole.
Absolutely.
Completely. And by the way, I'll take it one step further. I know you wanted to say something, Amanda, but let me just get this one thing out because it ties in perfect with what David just said. I mean, absolutely perfect. But, you know, it's the same thing. The hell would a necessarily call to action or just a complaint on the page, you know, and I'll not mentioning names, not wanting to butthurt anyone. It is somebody from my side of the group as opposed to Amanda's. But when throwing out stuff about certain individuals who have done wrong, like, let's say, in Miami, individuals going, oh, well, maybe this happened, maybe that, maybe this was their thought on that, maybe that was their thought on that. Listen, we do not play devil's advocate. The devil's advocate is discussed between the corporate board. The corporate board is larger than myself and Amanda, just so everyone understands. It's a corporation. There are more offices than myself and Amanda. They're more involved than myself and Amanda. There are executive assistants that are involved in it. There are other board members. People discuss before anything's big because guess what? You're also talking about people's personal reputations on things. So everyone who has a stake is considered. When we make a step, we take that into account. We don't need your naysaying, your negative Nancy bullshit on the page, especially when your only response when you're called out on it is, I'm just playing devil's advocate. What if? But I do support you. No, no, no. Listen, we're not here to stir your own debate. If you want to stir a debate, start your own post and move with that. On a call to action, a call to arms, a call for movement, shut the fuck up. Plain and simple. Get involved in that call, or shut the fuck up and be gone with you. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead.
I have no idea what I was going to say.
Then my
I do. I want to go back on this cocky attitude thing. I think it's pretty entertaining. Again, spend countless hours behind the scenes working on things before it happens. And the very particular people that I'm referring to with the cocky attitude thing, it's actually pretty entertaining. This is for the civilian. I'm talking to mostly my civilian side of the group. But I don't feel like we as the civilians have a right to turn around and call you or anyone else cocky when we are...
Hold on. I want you to stop at exactly that moment. That was a very important statement. I just received an email. Mr. Kinese, it was good speaking to you this morning. Again, I cannot stress enough how this situation goes against everything we represent as a company. In fact, we go out of our way to always invite police officers, fire and rescue professionals to all of our VIP pre-opening events, and nationwide we offer discount programs to those men and women in uniform. I have spoken to Blank, who oversees this restaurant, and we are on the same page in terms of being both embarrassed and shocked with the behavior. I know it is your day off, because I told them I'm tied up today because we're doing this, but perhaps tomorrow the three of us can get on a call and see how we can work with your organization, parentheses, he wrote LESMA, to ensure this type of situation does not occur in the future at this location or any of our other locations nationwide. Let me know if there is a time that best suits you in your schedule, and I will ensure that myself and Blank are available for that phone call. Thank you for your understanding and assistance in this matter. Signed, Blank. Chief Marketing Officer for Smashburgers, 3900 East Mexico Avenue, Suite Blank in Denver, Colorado, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, I'm a cocky asshole, but guess what? I get shit done.
Cocky asshole gets stuff done.
But the thing is, David, you know, I saw your post on Smashburger, and, you know, it was handled tactfully, just like all the other responses that I read along with my own. They were handled in a professional manner. It got the corporate attention. Okay, we paid over pounds. That's what I'm trying to impress on our listeners, any other LESMA members. Please, be tactful.
Again, David, you bring up a great point, but I just want to point out, at 8:45, I believe it was 8:53, to be exact, I had posted the update. I received my call at 8:25 on my caller ID.
Yeah, I saw your update.
Now, my update is at 8:25 from an individual who is the CEO of a corporation who is calling me from Boulder, Colorado. Well, he's calling me within driving distance of Boulder, Colorado, in that time zone. Now, I know Amanda is an hour behind me. I believe Boulder is, what, 3 hours?
Yeah.
Or is it 2 hours?
No, it's three.
It's 3 hours. So I'm getting my call at 8:25. That puts his wake-up time at what? 5:25?
Yeah,
he doesn't have to be. Hold on. He doesn't have to be in his office till 8:30. He's calling me from his cell phone upon waking up at his bedside and seeing my email that I issued at 1:25 a.m., 1:20 a.m. this morning.
That also, they're concerned about their corporate image, and they're ready to be proactive.
And
well,
we didn't
exactly.
even break this story.
He woke up, saw the story, said, oh, probably called somebody within his corporate, because listen, it's a corporation. Someone's in the office 24/7.
Oh, yeah,
probably
sure,
called staff in the office and said, find out what's going on. Probably check their Facebook page, their Twitter page, and the store's Facebook page, and said, fuck. Then they saw all this pound Lesma, and he looked back at the email where I at the bottom addressed my name, my position with the corporation's name and contact information, and said, fuck. And then he got up, and in his words, I haven't even had my first cup of coffee. You're my first call. Now, again, just telling you, the people and there was a group of women who brought this concern up from an NYPD like group. You know, not, in other words, it wasn't like the official NYPD Facebook page that put it out. It was, you know, a group page. There's a couple of women in the group. I can't get involved in their involvement with the incident or whatnot because we're now officially representing them if there's repercussions, and our attorneys are, as of 2 hours ago. We have to protect them, so we're not going to get too much into that. But their statements were issued way before we got word. And their initial contact with the franchise and the corporation was 48 hours before we got involved. I got to be honest with you. I put the post up 12 hours before I got a phone call, and I put the email up.
I don't even think it was close to 12 hours. I think it was like 10 o'clock last night.
Whatever it may have been, it was 6 hours between me sending an email and getting a phone call. It works. And again, not being cocky. I'm not being Donald Trump here. I'm just telling you, it works. I have my own problems. Raising money for our organization is my fucking problem. I can't do it. No one gives me money. Everyone's got an excuse. I got it. It is what it is. I'm doing what I can on my money. Imagine what I'm doing, what I can on my money and what I'm getting done. Now imagine if everyone just turned around and said, fuck. Out of the 16,800-something members, I'm going to give $1 a month each across the board. Imagine what the system I've generated that Amanda immediately fell into and jives with gets. My executive assistant, who's like, I swear to God, she was my Siamese twin. She seems to know what I'm thinking as I'm talking to her. It's just phenomenal. Imagine if this whole network, the other board members, who are nice enough to realize when it's time to stand down and not even open their mouth. They say, you know what, you're a crazy fuck. You got it from here. I know you got it. Imagine if we had that money, a dollar a month from everybody. What we could actually now I want you to just visualize what we could do nationally with what we're doing at our size, and who it is we're going against. Dollar for dollar, someone like, well, fuck Smashburger. Look at Amazon. They got us outnumbered. What do you want to guess? Dollar for dollar from what we've earned as a group and what Amazon has, would you say a million to one? Dollar for dollar, they have us beat a million to one, guaranteed. Guaranteed. Fucking teed. They got us beat a million to one, no less. Look at what we did to them. Look at it. How about Whataburger? They got to have us outnumbered at least 5,000 to one. if not more. Look at what we did to them. Mind you, we didn't hurt anybody, but we instituted a change in policy, a change in structure, a change in demeanor, and a change in policy. What's better than that? You won. Plain and simple. We got it done. I'll be honest with you. In comparison to, I want to look at how it affects me because I saw it. The SBA, which stands for Sergeants Benevolent Association, and the PBA, the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, of the NYPD alone, guaranteed has us outnumbered several hundred to one in what they bring in income compared to us. Because we have not launched our union yet. We already had the whole thing fucking solved and items removed before they even sent out their letter saying, we're mad about this and we need to do something and we're brainstorming it. And then they just went into their website and quickly deleted their threads.
Well, I also
because they were irrelevant.
I also want to say something to the listeners, too, is and members. We're dealing with corporations, too. So that's one animal. When it comes to the media that we deal with, under no circumstances, media by yourself. That is something that leave up to Amanda and David. The media is just something total. That's a beast there. I mean, that's something that's a fight. And they media can destroy a lot of things. You know, look what they're doing to our police officers right now. I mean, they're not being proactive for police. They're anti-police, if you ask me, because there's nothing but negative bullshit. But spearhead a campaign against the media using LESMA, because I'll tell you what, it's not going to be a pretty sight when it all comes down to the brass tacks of it all.
No, it's not, but hold on one second, David, just so everyone knows. I just got the 90-second alert. We are going into extra time. While you're listening, you may not be allowed to participate, but please, if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/LESMA, you'll be able to tune into this by downloading it and listening to all our extra content, which you'll see on a lot of the different shows. This show itself will end in 60 seconds or less, but there's a lot of important information. Please download it. It's important for you. It's important for us. David, please go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, when dealing with the media, just like, you know, everybody has issues with media, what they've seen, and they bring it to your attention. By no means spearhead it yourself. I had an issue with the media from back home. I got in touch with them immediately because it was something that I took very personal, and she did her homework and is acting on it. I, under no circumstances, took that under myself to do. You just can't do it.
No, you can't.
I'm glad you brought that up because...
Yeah, no, absolutely. And media is the devil. I mean... Not to take, by the way, love the friggin' movie Waterboy, but not to take the line, but you know what, foosball is the devil, Bobby? Well, so is the media. If you don't, it's very easy, the media is very easy to trip up if you know what you're doing. But that is why, as a group, LESMA has had news agents, listen, the fact that news agencies from North Carolina, South Carolina, and Louisiana have reached out to us in, you know, again, we're a licensed corporation in New York City. The fact that we may have board members in those areas or between there and New York, they don't know. They see LESMA, New York, that's all they know. They're reaching out to us for comment, for interviews. I've given interviews that haven't even hit the news, but yet they still reach out to us for interview. It shows you something. It really does show you something, because there are loads of fraternal organizations and support organizations that they could reach out to. There are loads of them on Facebook. There are loads of them that are actual functioning, you know, companies that they could reach out to. But the issue they want to report, because it works in reverse for them, they don't like to report, and we've seen this, right? We saw this with Lisa Evers when she put on an ex-NYPD cop who had absolutely no integrity. And we destroyed him. She pulled us on, worked with us, and she does work with us very closely. That being said, their integrity is important because that's all they have. So they want to either keep it or hide the lack of it. They want to do one or the other. When you put them in a position that they can do neither, they have no choice but to bow down to you. And that's what's important. And it's not a cocky thing. It is. And I'm going to bring up a point that I know is very special to David. And David, I love everything you do for us. I know you're very upset about Pennsylvania and the canine that was killed.
Yes, sir.
And
I
it
am.
Is a disgrace because media mentions how it's just a dog. Now, here's the difference. They're right. It is just a dog. But for the face of the argument, they are 100% right. Because if you hit a dog on the street, you don't have to fill out an accident report. If you hit a dog on the street in my neighborhood, because my wife did it, or as my wife says, I didn't hit the dog hit me. Which, in her case, she was actually right. It did headbutt her car, but her speed might have been excessive. But the reality is, the cop showed up and laughed at her. No offense. I mean, she showed the PBA car and all that. He laughed at her and said, ma'am, we don't do accident reports. We just throw the fucking canine, his exact words, we throw the fucking canine in the back of a garbage can, in a garbage truck. That's all it is. It's considered property. So that being the case, technically the media is right. But you have to know how to handle the media. And this is how you handle the media. When you take that attack, you do your research diligently, and you find all the cases they've reported of cops being vilified for shooting dogs. Now, once the media has reported one story where a cop, to save himself, his partner, or someone else, engaged a dog in combat by pumping it full of lead and dropping it dead and vilifies the officer for doing so, you've taken away any and all credibility they have. God forbid both of those stories are covered by the same reporter, they're probably going to name an office in that press agency after you. I mean, that's how bad it is. But that's all they have to go on. Once you find them to be totally useless and, let's just say, unbalanced, because that seems to be popular these days, they're irrelevant. I mean, that is exactly why Al Jazeera America is folded. Not that they haven't covered some good stories, not that they haven't broken some good stories, not that they haven't been found to be relevant on certain stories, or even many, but they've had more than their fair share of stories that they've found to be, I'll say it in a way that I know my dear board member Amanda would truly appreciate. Full of shit, plain and simple. They're losers. They're assholes. I mean, it is what it is. They've gone out as far as to prove they're full of shit. As uncredible as my son trying to prove to you.
Well, here's where they should have.
Well, go ahead.
Here's where they should have taken that story. They should have taken that story with the dog was killed, the officers' lives were in danger, the dog is an officer. But the other officers released that dog because the man was armed. He had a taser, or they tased him, and he didn't respond. It was the two-legged or the four-legged officer that had to engage. When he killed the four-legged, of course they're going to open fire. He killed an officer. He
absolutely
killed their dog.
Well, not only that,
and they didn't cover any of that.
But here's another point. When it comes to these canines, they're actually trained to do just that. That dog is there to take that off, to take, have its life taken for that officer. That dog, just like my little puppy, you know, I love the guy. He's so much. I tell my wife, I mean, we're leaving on a cruise in a week. I really want to cancel my ticket because I don't want to leave him. He means that much to me. It's no different with these guys. This dog, and I know, like my puppy in a heartbeat will give his life for me. We have that bond. He won't necessarily do it for my kids. He won't necessarily do it for my wife. I guarantee you, he will 100%, without thinking, do it for me. I got you. They're loyal. That's what they're there for. But again, that's what they're there for. So to turn around and take that loyalty that you can't even find amongst humans and diminish it in the news by saying it's just a dog, you show me one reporter willing to do what this dog, this fucking dog, this piece of property that means nothing, did for that handler. Show me one. Point out to me the amount of times you've seen the average citizen do what these dogs do. I will tell you right now that in the month of January alone, we lost twice as many canines in law enforcement as we did cops in the United States of America, from coast to coast. Guaranteed. Where is your page that documents canines killed in the line of duty? Oh, I have an officer's memorial. Do I have a canine memorial? Because I guarantee you, had that dog not died, you would have had a human death or more.
Canine memorial in Pittsburgh. We do have canine unit memorial.
You do?
They are.
I'm talking on a national level. We have the officer's monument.
Right, they don't.
We have the U.S. Officer Down page on Facebook. Whoa, they're big. Yes, all right, whatever. You know, we do not have the canine down. I want to know, and you know what? Maybe we need to be the ones to do it. I want a canine down. Because guaranteed for every one of those fucking dogs is a fucking human life that's alive. Why is the credit not given to that dog? Why? Because in every other aspect of the world, in every other aspect of life, they're looked at as nothing but property.
Exactly.
Your dog kills another dog. Huh, big fucking deal. If you sue him, maybe you'll get something. Small claims court. But now if the owner of each dog got into a fight and one killed the other, you'd have civil suits, criminal cases, and all the nines. Why is there no support for the canines? The
exactly.
Most loyal of breeds of dogs. I mean, when I tell you, I look at my not really a puppy, he's 2 years old. But I look at my dog, his name's Scruffy, the most amazing mutt you'd ever imagine. He's actually mixed between a Dachshund and a pit bull. So he looks like a pit bull with all the brindle colors and everything. And he's not long like a Dachshund, but because he's mixed with Dachshund, he's short. So he's like a quarter the size of a pit bull, but has everything you would imagine, the broad jaw, the broad shoulders, the stocky legs, the strength, the muscle tone. He's all ripped and rippled, the most gentle thing you'll ever see. But in all reality, if my wife was to raise her voice to me, he's the first to stand between me and her and look at her and growl. God forbid. I'm on the street with him and someone even jogs next to me. He's Adam like you wouldn't imagine. He is very well trained. He does not need to be on a leash. He knows his shit. He's as brilliant as can be as far as the dog goes. He understands everything you say. I tell him to jump. If I stand there and say go home, he goes to his crate. If I tell him go to the bed, he hops on my bed. If I tell him go to your chair, he hops on the recliner I usually sit on. He's brilliant. If I tell him get your ball, he goes. If I tell him get your rope, he comes with his rope. He's great. why are these dogs just treated like they're nothing?
Well, that's exactly it. Plus, two, you know, getting back to this, the media aspect of it. Yeah, we lost an officer there. But what I'm trying to impress on our listeners and members too, on the media, the media allowed this perpetrator of the crime to be looked upon as a victim. He was not a victim. He was a goddamn criminal. He's a murderer in my eyes. And they're looking in the fame and hopefully a payday and putting everybody out there, law enforcement, out to dry, including the dog. And it's wrong.
100%. But you know what? With that being said, and with help from both Amanda and I have to ask you this. I know you're passionate about it. I know you expressed it to Amanda. She expressed it to me. And her concerns over how passionate you are about it and what can we do. Are you capable and willing to assist us and taking the charge in maintaining and collecting and documenting these offices, these four-legged offices, and us creating through our organization a canine law enforcement memorial page, site, whatever it is, and running it for us?
I'd be more than happy to.
Well, there you go. So then it's a done deal. Canines will now have a place to be remembered and memorialized on a Facebook page we'll set up, and you're running it. That's your thing. That's your contribution to LESMA. That's LESMA's legacy to you, and that's your legacy to law enforcement from this point on, outside of everything else, of course, you've already done, which is we've talked about on the show. There you go. That's what we're going to do. Because you know what? These guys, they deserve it. I mean, I always used to joke around and say, and not joke around, but I used to always say, I wasn't a canine. I wish I would have got the chance. I'd rather a dog partner than a human partner any day.
You never have to question.
Never be let down.
Never have to question loyalty with your dog.
Absolutely not.
Your dog will always die.
Absolutely. It's not like, oh, it's a stupid animal. My friend, they're far from stupid. Believe me, they know when they're taking that turn off that leash to take that guy down. Believe me, they know it might be their last. They're not stupid. They're very far from stupid.
In my vast years of being on this planet and watching and being involved in law enforcement myself, just like you, I've watched many canines in different situations, and I'll tell you what, I would never, ever doubt a canine responding in such a manner, in any manner. His handler releases him, he knows exactly what he needs to do. No questions asked. You don't have to really tell him. He knows. It's a done deal.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'll go a step further and say this. I think, in all reality, there is a great chance, 9 times out of 10, these dogs fully, more than we can even comprehend. Because remember, these dogs are known for one thing. What's the biggest benefit to having any of these dogs? Period. I don't care if it's a bloodhound or an Alaskan Malamute or a Rottweiler or a Doberman. What's the one thing that you know you can guarantee with them? The one thing is they have a sixth sense. They know exactly what's going on, more so than we do, by the way.
They know who to trust and who not to trust. They just have that uncanny ability to know that you're a piece of shit or you're somebody worth getting to know.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's been said by many, but and I'll agree with it. And I, you know, listen, I've seen it. If you don't trust my dog, I can't trust you. And God forbid my dog tells me I can't trust you because he does not trust you. then I know for a fact, no matter what happens, there is no way, no shape, no condition on God's great earth that I could ever embrace you as a friend.
Plain well, see, and that's the nice part about the animals, about these dogs. They go in and look at you for face value. They do not sit there and try and sympathize with your plight like human beings. They don't try and rationalize that. They just, you're either a piece of shit or not.
You're right. You're right. And you know what? They are the best part of what human society should be, because they look at each individual, like you said, as just that. It doesn't matter if you're black like the last person, or Spanish like the last person, or white like the last person, or drive the same car as the last person, or dress like the last person that they've interacted with. Because they do take every single interaction separate, and they size you up. They size you up from jump. They can pick up your pulse. They can pick up your heart rate. They can pick up your body language, and they read it. Forget about it. Like, you wouldn't believe. Nobody can read body language like these animals, and they're all over you. And they tell the officer instantly, oh, watch out, something's not right. Or this part, you know, the tail starts wagging, and they're good. They always have your back, but they start wagging that tail and letting you know, don't have to keep your hand on your gun. You can interact with this person. It's just amazing the service they provide. The lives they've saved.
Well, is every different approach of the police. It's recognized as sometimes a misdemeanor. We'll get an law. He's at